today we are going to be talking about a number of things, starting off with recently, 2 days ago, Elon Musk showed off his new Cybertruck. I actually think it looks pretty slick. Nobody's going to expect that there's going to be a Tesla truck. I mean, yeah, it doesn't look like a normal truck, but when has everything that's innovative and new looked normal? I mean, I think it looks really cool. It looks like, honestly, the Halo truck, you know, the one where you sit in the back and you're like, that's what I thought it looked like. But anyway, it was kind of actually pretty funny because on the demonstration to show how strong the windows were, they had a huge metal ball and they threw it at one of the windshield and it cracked, like made a huge mark. Elon was like, maybe that was a little too hard, and they tried it on the second one and it also cracked. So that was pretty funny because they were just trying to show how strong it was, and then literally it just cracked and almost went through. But a lot of people were kind of hating on it. People were like, oh, it's not a truck. It's weirdly shaped, and it doesn't... I think it looks awesome. You can hold stuff in the back, too. It has a bed. So that's pretty interesting about how they designed that. I think it's really cool. And then I want to kind of talk about something that I've seen recently that I think is starting to come up on the rise a little bit more that nobody's really thought about, is having a business, like, on Discord. So if you don't know what Discord is, it's kind of like Slack, but for gamers. But you can have huge communities there. You could have buy and sell groups. You could have places where you could just chat with people. I think it's really, really cool. But you could definitely make a business off of A, setting up Discords for people and advertising and figuring out where to advertise them. Or B, you could have it for your business and have, like, let's say you sell computers, you could have a buy and sell marketplace that has nothing to do with your business, but then, like, sometimes plug in your business places. So build a community that you like. If your business is based off of building computers, right, you're gonna want to, you probably like computers, so you're gonna want to build a buy and sell marketplace for fun. And then every once in a while, once it starts to get really big, you plug your business and then it starts to grow and grow because you're plugging it where there's tons of people just hanging out and talking about things that they love. And if the thing that they love is related to your business, they'll buy your product, which is why I think Discord is such a great place for businesses and different establishments. So I have a business, per se, where I flip computer parts. I buy them and then sell them again. So what I'm trying to do is build a Discord server where people can buy and sell computer parts. And then if I start to build it up and people start to join, I can start flipping on there too. And then people want to buy it because I'm the owner of the server and then that kind of stuff. Another good way is if you're a streamer, you could start to host tournaments with Discord. That's what I'm doing as well. I have a gaming Discord server called Scuba Gaming Club. I run it with a couple friends, and we try to host Discord servers. Rainbow Six tournaments and all kinds of events that people can come and join and chat about and just kind of hang out and make a nice community. Now, I let a lot of people try to do that, so I actually joined a couple Discord servers to kind of build mine and see what other people did. Some people are really good at it. I was actually pretty surprised because Discord, it's big, but it's not, like, extremely big. It's pretty, I think it's 3 or 4 years old, which is really young for a business to be of that scale. But it's still not, like, extremely big. They still have a lot of ways to go. So I think that, as it starts to grow more, it'd be nice to take advantage of that kind of stuff early and promote your Discord server so that whenever Discord blows up completely and goes, like, insane, everybody will already be on your server, and then your server could be listed as one of the top servers that is there, which is one of the reasons why I think that people should jump on it now and make a Discord server and learn the ropes of that. And one of the last things I wanted to talk about is I've been on this app for probably since I started this podcast. It's called Rumble. So it's a video making app, short videos, and it's sort of like a podcasting app, but basically what you do is you find a prompt that you like. Let's just say, what's your favorite candy bar? That's the prompt. Then you'll take a video of yourself with your phone and just be like, my favorite candy bar is blah, 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 Snickers, and this is why, and this is my favorite type of Snickers, and thanks for watching. And then people will, watch your videos, and it's a great community. When I found out about it, I was kind of skeptical, so I started making videos, and then the unique thing about Rumble is it's, the algorithm is different than anything I've ever seen. YouTube, you have to use SEO and a bunch of different tags to get onto the front page. On Instagram, you have to, I'm pretty sure, use hashtags and ads to get on the front page, and that kind of stuff. And on TikTok, nobody even really knows what the algorithm does. But on Rumble, everybody has the exact same chance of getting onto the front page. So I blew up really quickly, and I'm at like 120,000 views right now because I blew up so fast. And it's just a great community. Everybody's super friendly, and people just, everybody has a great time making these videos. And you can even, this isn't something you should do at all, but if you wanted to, or I'm just saying you shouldn't focus on this, you can also promote your channel to premium and start making money. A lot of people focus on that, and their content isn't very good, but they're making lots of money, which is something you should not do. It just screws with the platform, but it's a great platform. One of the best things about it, I'd say, is, I already said this, but the community is so, so good. Everybody's friendly. They also have a Discord server, see what I mean? People are already using Discord. If there's a bug, they usually fix it in like a week, and they're really appreciative to feedback and criticism and compliments. So definitely check it out. It's Rumble, R-U-M-B-L, on the App Store and Google Play Store. You can also check me out at rumble.me/JaxLombard on your search browser. Thank you guys for watching. If you're on Twitch, you're watching. But thank you guys for listening/watching to Tech Title Screens and Troubleshooting. Make sure to follow my Instagram and my Twitter at JaxLombard. And yeah, have a good day, night, morning. See ya.